All right, so you think you've heard it all, right? Florida man, riding out hurricanes on a sailboat. But this is different. This deep dive, it takes us into the story of Joseph Malinowski, you know, the internet's Lieutenant Dan. And let me tell you, the reality. It's way more complicated than any viral video out there.
You hit the nail on the head with that one. It's incredible how, in this day and age, with social media especially, we latch onto a simple narrative. But Malinowski's story just goes to show how surface-level impressions, well, they can be deceiving. We're diving into the choices of a man facing not one, but two major hurricanes back to back, and it reveals, well, a pattern of behavior that's hard to ignore.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about some casual, I'll ride this one out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hurricane Milton, the one everyone, their mother's been talking about. Category 3 monster.
Oh, absolutely.
Made landfall near Siesta Key. Mandatory evacuations all over. I mean, we are talking potential for serious devastation.
Yeah, and it's really important, I think, for us to kind of underline, really understand the severity of what he was defying, right? Hurricane Milton, this wasn't a little bit of wind and rain. Forecasters, they were predicting a life-threatening storm surge. I mean, potentially 10 to 15 feet in some areas, you know? So this wasn't just about staying put. This was about, like, deliberately putting himself in harm's way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, if one hurricane wasn't enough, just a few weeks before Milton, you had Hurricane Helene bearing down on Tampa Bay.
Right.
And again, Malinowski's refusing to evacuate, choosing to stay in a sailboat in the face of danger.
And that, I think, is where we start to see this pattern of behavior, right? This concerning behavior that ultimately leads to where he is now, right? This wasn't just a one-time lapse in judgment, you know, this was a calculated defiance, a disregard, not only for his own safety, but for potentially the safety of those who would have to rescue him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's that defiance that first, like, grabbed everyone's attention online. It was almost like people couldn't believe that someone would, like, willingly stare down a hurricane, you know?
Absolutely. And that's where this whole Lieutenant Dan thing comes in. People, they drew this parallel to the character from Forrest Gump, another amputee who faces these incredible odds at sea, right? But unlike Lieutenant Dan, where his experience was transformative, Malinowski's choices, they seem to have led him down a more, well, a more troubled path.
And, you know, and it's important to be clear here. This isn't just about a guy on a boat, okay? This is about real consequences. This is about a lost friendship, financial troubles, and even a run-in with the law. It's a story that makes you really wonder about, like, this allure of viral fame and the responsibility that comes with it.
Exactly. This goes beyond, you know, the Florida Man headline, right? This is about what happens when personal choices collide with public safety and how quickly a narrative, right, can shift from amusement to something much more concerning.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a Category 3 hurricane, we've got a defiant Lieutenant Dan, and a whole lot of questions. But what I think is really striking is that in the middle of all these viral videos and all this internet hype, there were voices of concern, right? Like trying to cut through all the noise and shed light on a more complicated reality.
You're talking about his daughter, Ashley Ann, right? Her perspective, it adds this whole other layer to it, a complexity that I think a lot of people missed.
Exactly. She wasn't buying the whole hero thing. She was worried. And as we get deeper into this, you'll see why those concerns, they were completely valid.
Yeah, you know, Ashley Ann's perspective here, it's really crucial. She wasn't captivated by this whole Lieutenant Dan persona, you know? She saw her father. And she saw, well, a man with a past making choices that really, really alarmed her. She was vocal, very vocal about her concerns, especially on social media, right? Where her father's story was gaining all this traction.
So it's like, well, everyone online is like celebrating this supposed bravery. His own daughter's there waving these red flags.
Yeah.
What was she most worried about? Did she think the attention was gonna like go to his head or something?
It was even more than that, you see. Ashley Ann, she knew about her father's past, right? And that past, it included, you know, run-ins with the law. There was one incident in particular involved, you know, a physical altercation with a police officer. It actually led to a prison sentence. And so she was seeing this pattern of kind of recklessness repeating itself, but this time with this added layer of being in the public eye.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, make a questionable choice when nobody's watching, but when you're Lieutenant Dan, the guy who laughs at hurricanes, it's a whole different ballgame, right?
Yeah.
The stakes are just higher.
Absolutely. And Ashley, she seemed to understand that acutely. She was calling people out, right? Like warning them, saying, don't buy into this whole fearless sailor narrative. She was even worried about the money, you know, the money that was raised through that GoFundMe campaign, the one organized by, what was his name?
Terrence Kincannon.
Oh, right. Terrence Kincannon. He was the one, the TikToker, who first kind of put Lieutenant Dan on the map, right? And that GoFundMe, yeah, that raised a pretty penny, didn't it?
Over $39,000, to be exact. And Ashley Ann, she actually said in one of her TikToks that her father, and I quote, was doing just fine without all that money. It's like she knew, right, that all this sudden cash, along with the attention, it can make her father's problems even worse.
And, you know, it's kind of tragic because it sounds like she was right. I mean, we know how this story ends, at least for now. Safe from the hurricanes, but not from his own past. And it's those past decisions, you know, that history, I think that's really the key to understanding why things spiraled the way they did. You can't really separate, you know, his choices during those hurricanes from his behavior before all of this.
So you're saying it's all connected, like there's a bigger picture here beyond just, you know, this guy on a boat in a hurricane.
There's a pattern, right? This disregard for the rules, for consequences, and it goes back years, you see. And it's that pattern that leads us to October 18th, when Malinowski, he finds himself facing a whole different kind of storm.
The arrest. Talk about irony, right? Dodging hurricanes, only to end up in handcuffs. What were the charges exactly?
Two outstanding warrants, both related to failing to appear in court, previous offenses. And if that wasn't enough, a trespassing charge related to his beloved sailboat, no less.
Yeah, hold on. Trespassing? On his own boat? How's that even possible?
Turns out, our intrepid sailor, he wasn't exactly following the rules at the marina. Docked illegally, no proper sanitation on the boat. Ironic, given the whole hurricane situation, don't you think? And apparently, he just ignored repeated warnings from the authorities.
So, wait, let me get this straight. We're talking about a guy who's out there braving hurricanes, risking his neck, and potentially the necks of anyone who might have to go out there and save him. But he can't be bothered to, like, follow the rules at a marina.
Yeah.
Or even, like, keep his boat clean. I don't get it.
It's pretty wild, right? And it just kind of highlights that pattern of behavior we keep coming back to. In the Malinowski story, it's not really about hurricanes at all, is it? It's about this complete disregard for consequences. This belief that the rules, they don't apply to him, you know?
And ultimately, it sounds like it cost him big time. I mean, his friend Terrence, who was out there online championing him, sticking up for him, that friendship, it's gone. The GoFundMe money dried up the second people started learning about his past, and now he's caught up in legal trouble, his name dragged through the mud.
Yeah, it's like Ashley Ann, his daughter, she could see it coming. Like those warnings, they were almost, well, prophetic in a way. She saw how this whole thing could unravel, how the very things that made him go viral, that defiance, the risk-taking, it was all kind of self-destructive.
It makes you think, doesn't it, about this whole social media age that we're living in, how quick we are to create heroes and villains based on, like, a few tweets or a viral video.
For sure. And Malinowski, his story, it's like a cautionary tale, right? It reminds us that there's always more to the story than meets the eye. What we see is bravery. It might just be recklessness in disguise. And that line between, you know, being a little eccentric and being self-destructive, it can be thinner than you think.
So where does this leave our Lieutenant Dan now? Is there any hope for him, you know, to turn things around? Or is this just the beginning of a long downward spiral?
It's tough to say. He's got these legal battles ahead of him. His reputation is, well, let's just say it's taken a hit. And that support he had, it's pretty much vanished.
And what about the hurricanes? You think he's learned his lesson? Or will we see him back out there on that sailboat the next time a big one rolls into Tampa Bay?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But I think, you know, after this deep dive, after really digging into it, it's clear that Malinowski's story, it's not really about the storms he weathered out there on the water. It's about the storm that's raging inside of him, the storm of, well, bad choices, defiance, and this, like, inability to learn from his mistakes.
Man, that's heavy stuff. And it's a good reminder for all of us that sometimes the most interesting stories, the ones that really grab you, they're often the ones with the biggest lessons, even if those lessons are tough to swallow. So we've talked about the defiance, the consequences, the toll it took, this whole Lieutenant Dan saga. And as for what happens next, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. One thing's for sure, though, this isn't just some wacky Florida man story you forget about 5 minutes later. It's about a real person making real choices with real consequences. It's a reminder that, in the end, reality is always a lot more complicated, a lot messier than any viral video could ever capture.